Xhaka, brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
What's up?
Yeah,
up?
You are listening to the very, very exciting
VAR
show. Yeah. That's so satisfying.
Yeah.
I feel like I've done well.
Yeah.
I feel like I have just, you know, relieved so much stress inside of me.
Just,
you know? I feel like a better human being. Like things have just changed around me.
Perspective.
You
know, I've become wiser.
I've become wiser after that.
Yes.
You know? I understand the meaning of life, you know.
You do.
I understand how I can take a soccer club from the fourth division to win the Premier League.
Yes.
When that team plays for the South African PSL. Yeah. You're wiser.
That is possible.
That is definitely possible.
Very possible.
After the way I just did that. Beep, 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 beep,
yes.
Beep. Definitely. Yes, you are listening to the VAR show. I feel like I need to cut us off before we start saying proper nonsense. You're listening to the VAR show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been
better.
Better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you are listening to the host who does the most, even when he's making toast. The name you can trust. The name, if you put in water, guess what?
What?
It will not rust. DJ Stones. And with me over here is
your man on fleek.
Uh-huh.
Always slick.
Uh-huh.
Always flicks.
Uh-huh.
I said that already, but it's fine. Because I'm slick.
Oh.
And I tick. And I click.
Uh-huh.
DJ Sticks.
Whoa!
Yes.
And it's full of tricks.
Oh!
All right. Yeah. So you are listening to the VAR show. You know, we have a lot in store for you. You know,
mm-hmm.
just as we, you know, as we were talking in the beginning, you know, I remembered something. You know,
you did.
Yeah. Have you ever played with those match attacks? Remember the match attacks?
The match attacks.
Yeah, the Premier League match attacks. It was like Premier League cards.
Oh yes. Yeah. Yes.
Whatever happened to those things? You know,
I don't know. I think FIFA. It's FIFA's fault. FIFA destroyed all the other companies, man. It's sad.
Like, as I do a quick search, they still exist, my word.
Do they?
I need myself some match attacks.
Oh, my word.
And they updated.
What?
I need myself some match attacks. You know,
okay, just, we should go and buy some match attacks.
Just so I can, you know, feel good about having match attacks. Like, mm-hmm. these things made my childhood.
They did.
It was these ones and the Dragon Ball Z tops things. You know, Harvey. Those were the future. That's how you grew up, and they look nice.
Yeah, childhood made, man. Right there.
Flip.
Roots.
Where do I buy these things?
Roots
can I
developed.
Buy it? They even have an advert with Messi on it. They
no
afforded
way.
Messi.
No way.
Yeah, from going to my local newspaper to having Messi.
What?
These people are on form.
That's
these
what you call business
are on
growth.
Form.
Mm-hmm. That business grew.
That's business grew.
We are proud of them.
I'm so proud of them.
Yeah.
Okay, now before we go into a tangent, you know, before we start speaking about our own things, we have stuff to talk to you about because this is football talk, you know.
Yeah.
This is the real talk.
Deep stuff.
This is where we're sitting you down.
Yeah.
And we're answering some football questions, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, but before we answer these football questions.
Before that.
Enjoy this.
Hello guys, I'm Rika.
I'm Antoinette.
And we from Open Doors. We're visiting Active FM.
Yeah.
Tell me who to go. Tell me who to go. Yeah. All the clues. I hope you know because the answer's out to you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who the girl? Who the girl? Walking to him on water from the boat. Yeah, yeah. When they gave us all the clues. I hope you know because the answer's out to you.
Let me start the conversation, but there ain't one. He Picasso of his life when he paints some. Stepped his fingers in the planet, started to orbit. Man, he made a man up out of dirt, but we just start dark. Oh, he was ducking on the court, he wasn't flashy. But he hit us with the facts, ooh, they was nasty. Go and take your first step, head on out to meet him. There's a reason it be out of song, pray you hear the meaning, yeah. Lot of talk of who the greatest, but they shouldn't be. God, Jesus, Holy Spirit in my top three. He done made a bed, didn't need the camera, put it in the Bible. Red letters, miracles, they happen, yeah. He the God.
Who the God?
Who the God?
Walking to him on water from the bowl. When they gave us all the clues.
Give us a clue.
I hope you know because the answer's out to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who the girl?
Who the girl?
Looking to him on water from the boat.
Yeah, yeah.
When they gave us all the clues.
Give us a clue.
I hope you know because the answer's out to you.
Don't you act like you ain't never noticed.
Nah.
Sets me apart, keeping me sharp, it's undisputed.
Yeah.
Doing my thing, faith on my shoulders, I can do this. All of these haters trying to kiss up, I don't rock with Judas. No sir, no sir, I'm on the grind, up in the stew. I put in the time, clean up the favor, smelling the pine. Saying my life, gotta go shine. That's the Alpha and the Omega. Start with the Genesis, bringing no Sega. No sleeping, woe, two fish, five loves, quesos. Yeah, here to go, ha, yeah. And ain't no debating. Huh? 7 days creation. Then he made every nation. Got the sun and moon in rotation. Then he overcame temptation. Then he hung up on the cross. Now 3 days salvation.
Yeah.
Salutes.
Who the girl?
Who the girl?
Walking to him on water from the boat.
From the boat.
When they gave us all the clues.
Give us a clue.
I hope you know because the answer's out to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who the girl?
Who the girl?
Walking to him on water from the boat. Gave us all the clues.
Clue.
I hope you know because the answer's up to you.
You're listening to Active FM.
You're listening to Active FM.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that tune right off of Active FM.
That was
a jam right
there.
You know what they say about Active FM?
What do they say?
Christ music is hot music.
Yeah.
You know, radio has never been better.
Mm-hmm.
This is the VAR show.
Yeah.
Best show ever.
Ever.
Facts.
Truth.
In a can.
True talk.
True talk.
Football talk.
Football talk. Yeah, so this is football talk right here, mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. And the first topic of the discussion in this section is, has technology changed football for the worst or the best? You know, what is the impact on technology? You know, what impact has? Because you look at La Liga and they have so many things, you know, they have where they can stop play and then they show you literally the pass that happens and they change directions. And you look at the Premier League.
Oh, yes.
Sky Sports has the ability to, you know, VR into a game, you know, and then you can, it's like you're seeing what is happening,
no
but it's not for a live game though. But now you also look at the technologies that are inside the thing that now support the game, you know, goal line technology,
man.
And it's becoming a lot now, you know.
Yeah.
At what point do we say, okay, what's next? And at what point do we be like, this is enough?
I feel like soon you're going to have machine balls.
Yes.
So, electronic balls.
If the person is offside, as soon as the kicker just gets heavy, the goes, no, you're offside by 2 centimeters, 1 millimeter. the shadow of your boot was offside.
Yeah.
You know, one piece of technology I didn't understand for a good while was the goal line technology. Because I was like, wait, at what point is it a goal? Is it a goal when the entire ball goes over the line or half the ball goes over the line? So what point was a goal? So then I realized that the whole ball.
On the full ball to go,
over the line. So now here's the problem with goal line technology. So we're looking at the good and the bad of technology. You have to see both sides. So the bad first. If the goal line technology sees that any piece of the ball, no matter how small the piece,
can be millimeters,
is still over the white line,
right?
It will disqualify the goal.
Mm.
So if 90%, 95, 99.9% of your ball is inside, and the goal line technology picks up, because it will show a red line if there is still, picks up the fact that 1%,
what?
1% of your ball is still on the line. It will then say, no, it wasn't a goal.
Crazy.
But on the good side, you know, it helps keepers. Because, you know, keepers make some wonderful saves. And because by the naked eye, it will look in. It will look like a goal. Then when they look at goal line technology, obviously it looks and it sees, okay, this wasn't a goal. De Gea actually is a good keeper, you know.
And Edison saved that ball.
Yeah, no. Edison's ones are all just cheats, you know. Man City getting like, you know, I don't understand Edison. You know, he's like, does he want to be a defender? Did they reject him as a defender? Like, you know, when you go out to play indoor or go out to play football, and the only way you're going to get accepted into a team is by playing goalkeeping.
Yeah.
You know, was that Edison? You know, like, I'd like to be a striker. No. Aguero. You know, midfield, Kevin De Bruyne, you know, can't put you in. Defender, Laporte, we just spent 400 million on new defenders, so I'll play keeper. It's fine. Ball is coming halfway line, there you see him running to go slide tackle a player. You know, I remember last year when he was, the game against United. I don't know if it was last year or 2 years ago. I think, yes, it was last year. Where they were playing United, and then he came out of the lines to defend something, but then the ball ended up on McTominay's legs.
Then
he shot across.
Yeah, I'll never forget that goal.
He shot across, and then it was a goal. Why? Because he was being a defender, you know? He saw Ter Stegen do it. He saw Neuer do it. He's like, okay, this is me. It's my chance to shine. Okay, but going back onto the topic, right, yeah? So now the good that comes out of goal line technology, like we said, is that it helps keepers, you know? Those things that look like goals that aren't goals are in, you know? And the verdict here, is the bad better than the good? Do you think that we could live without goal line technology?
No, we did.
Of course, of course. Now, after having it, if they say that you had the choice to remove it, would you remove it?
No.
Why?
I wouldn't remove it simply because, you know, in the big games, so your World Cup finals, your Champions League finals, you want to make sure that things are fair.
Yeah.
You don't want Man United to lose to a team and then the team actually didn't score, but the ball looked like a goal.
Okay, I just have a problem with what you said. I feel like you're using that as your argument just to get me on your side, you know?
No, I'm not.
Like, you used Man United specifically to get me on your side.
No, I'm not.
You could have said Barcelona. You could have said Liverpool.
I could have said Real Madrid.
You see, you want me on your side. Just say, I want you on my side.
No, I'm showing you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making it more relatable to you.
Okay.
You know, and like, since United does lose a lot, you know, it's very, very relatable. If you know what I'm saying. But yes.
No comments.
But I said big games. I said Champions League finals. So what do you want?
I want World Cup finals.
In the big games, Champions League finals, you want Man City to win fair. You don't want Man United fans.
Yes, because you know it's Man City and they are cheats, man.
No.
Like, you don't want them to be cheating anymore.
You don't want Man United fans to be saying, no, you guys won because there's no goal line technology. So you want things to be
no,
fair.
No, we'd blame the oil money. Yes, that's what I blame, you know. No, you're winning because of oil money.
Okay. So that's my point.
I just killed your point.
That's my point.
No, I agree, you know. I feel like goal line technology isn't the worst that we have. Like the next one we're going to talk about, we're going to go a bit deeper into it because it changed a lot last year, especially in the Premier League, you know, changed a whole lot of how the Premier League ran. But from my perspective, I don't think goal line technology is all that. I see its value, I wouldn't want to remove it though, because, you know, again, it helps goalkeepers.
Yeah.
And I feel like rules should be benefiting goalkeepers more than...
Than the attackers.
Because the attacker can literally shoot from anywhere, you know?
Yeah.
And there's not enough rules to protect the goalkeepers. And goalkeepers put their bodies on the line. People don't understand, you know?
Yeah.
You look at a striker and you're thinking, yo, he could have broken his leg. A keeper, when he jumps, every time he's in the air, he's putting his body on the line. His
landing could be devastating. Landing.
Sometimes the saves they make puts their body in harm's way. So after the save, they still need to fix their body or else they're going to get hurt. I remember there was a free kick that happened against United with Southampton.
Yeah.
And Southampton scored. And in the process of trying to save the ball, De Gea hit his ribs across the pole.
Mm.
And you see, they do put their bodies in the line. So if it does favor them in any way, I'm always for that, you know.
Yeah.
The second one, VAR, you know, not the show. Ooh. The show definitely has to stay.
Yeah, we are essential.
We are essential, yes. Now, the VAR technology, I believe when done right, you know, it won't ruin football.
Yeah. But I feel like, man, I feel like this thing is a robot. And when it came, it was cute. It was young and cute, nice and small. And then now it's growing.
Robots
and
don't it's growing. Grow, you do know that.
And it's growing. And it's growing. And it's growing.
Oil
and
money.
And soon, it's going to become this big machine that's going to want to take over football.
Yeah.
And kill us all.
I don't see it the same way. I think that it's just being misused in a lot of places. Because you look at the World Cup, you know, the World Cup in Russia.
Yeah.
They had VAR and it was done well there.
Yeah, you know? they had proper VAR.
You look at it in the Bundesliga. I think the Bundesliga's VAR calls are one of the most accurate in the world.
Yeah.
You know, Premier League is the worst, you know.
Woo!
I feel like Premier League, just everything requires a VAR call.
Everything,
a guy sneezes, you know, VAR call.
Come on!
You know, and players are taking full advantage of it, you know. And that's also the bad part now.
Yeah.
The one part that isn't also being taken into consideration is perspective, you know. You're looking at something from a specific angle. It will look offside.
Yeah.
You slow something down, it will look very malicious.
Yeah.
Even though
more
it
intense,
isn't malicious.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember there was a free kick Manchester United got, and I wasn't really happy we got that free kick because when they were reviewing it, they slowed the whole thing down, which made the collision look harder than it was, you know. And all that, what actually happened was, I believe Rashford ran into the player, hence why he fell, because Rashford was even shocked he got a free kick. No, it was a penalty, actually. Yes, it was a penalty against Newcastle. And he was shocked. He's like, oh, okay. Oh, well, you know.
Yeah.
I'm finna take this, you know.
Wow.
I'm finna score.
Wow.
Yes, Bruno, do your thing, man. Your thing. Hop and scotch, you know. and it became a thing of a VAR call was done bad then.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I just feel like, you know, it was supposed to be this fair thing that we could use to our advantage, just like goal line.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, it became sort of this dreading thing where...
Yeah, it's supposed to rectify clear and honest mistakes, you know?
Yeah, benefit us.
It's supposed to be a thing of the referee... Because, again, perspective is what matters, you know?
Yeah.
A referee could be standing somewhere and he could see an incident different.
Yeah.
And this thing is supposed to come in and say, okay, these are the angles we saw it. The one thing I appreciate a lot about, I think they do it a lot in La Liga, is... The referee always goes to check. Most cases than none, the referee is going to go check the screen. And he's like, okay, what is happening over here? You know, he doesn't just hear and then make. Most cases they go check.
For themselves.
And now, because he has his perspective in mind, and he's now getting to see it from different angles. And it's like, okay, did it look like what I saw? And then he's able to judge.
Yeah.
Now, what happens sometimes is that people see it from a specific angle. And then they give it out.
Yeah.
And it hurts the game when they do that, you know.
It does.
Hurts the game when they make unnecessary VAR calls or long VAR calls, you know.
Yeah.
Or even these ones of now that they want to add to prevent long VAR calls, they want to add late VAR calls. So the incident happens, they allow you to continue play, and then they call you back for that incident, you know. So I feel like that's where it becomes too hectic, you know. I understand you want to cut down on rundown time, but that means make it more specific, you know. In programming, one thing I've learned was the more specific your query is, the faster you'll get back your data.
Yeah.
So putting it in terms of this, the more specific you are about what VAR can and cannot govern, right, the faster your response are going to be. Right now, VAR governs literally everything. You score a goal, there has to be a VAR check. You celebrate, there's probably going to be a VAR check.
Come on, man.
You write a tweet on Twitter, there's probably going to be a VAR check. You know, you're on the VAR show, we're definitely checking you, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm watching you, listen, you know, right now. Yes, and that's the case and scenario. So would you, do you think, overall technology, you know, looking at these two technologies especially, do you think it's good or bad for football?
No, I think it's good.
Yeah.
Because like we said, it's meant to enhance the game and progress and make sure that it's fair and, you know,
yeah,
we win when we're supposed to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I feel like the handling of this will get better.
Yeah.
Or at least I hope. But yes, yeah.
Definitely, it will get better.
Yeah.
I think just as the lawmakers are making rules, you know, they need to listen to shows like we made in the past, you know.
Mm.
They need to listen to things like this and realize that, and hear, you know, counsel from people, and hear that they need to be, you know, more specific with what VAR can and cannot do.
Yeah.
You know, and what goal line technology can and cannot say, you know. What point is the ball in, even if it looks like it's on the line still.
Yeah.
You know, 90% of your ball is in. There's no...
It's
a goal.
Yeah.
And I guess that should be the situation now. And now, as we close off this section, do you think money wins the league? Any league? Do you think teams with higher money will win the league by default? So you look at your PSGs.
It depends on the league.
Okay.
Depends on the league itself. Because you look at Barcelona and... and Real Madrid, for many years, Madrid was the team with the money. But Barca would win. And, yeah.
You know what Schatz, eh? You know, one of your team makes a lot of money, eh? Gets that Saudi money.
I'm not talking about that team.
That the Arabic money.
I'm not talking about that team. Okay. Yeah, so...
And they still fail to win stuff.
It depends on the league. So, in France, you know, in Germany, you know, that's the case. Most of the times.
Yeah.
But in the Premier League, we all know it doesn't work like that. You know, with Leicester, you know what happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Germany, I don't think that the gap between the different teams in terms of finance is huge, you know?
Yeah, it's not.
I don't think it's as huge as in a place like, you know, England, where Man City make a lot of money and everybody else just look like peanuts towards them.
England, not France.
No.
Are you sure?
We know France is all just, it's a farmers league. You
know? Okay.
The league is probably owned by PSG. I feel like if they legally could, it'd be called PSG League One instead of Uber Eats League One, you know? I feel like that's where they want to head to, you know? I feel like they're going to be crowned victors in the beginning of the season. I think the only way they can make that league fair is if they start PSG at minus 20 points. And they'll probably still win it by just a thinner margin now.
Ah, man. Yeah, just a thin 20 points.
Yeah, just a couple 35 points will do, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, just give other people a chance, you know? And then they first have to win enough games to get them to zero. And then win enough games to get them to top of the league.
Yeah.
I give them 2 months and that would happen, you know?
Just 2 months.
Just 2 months.
Yeah.
And so I personally, I think money, to an extent, money does win you a league, you know?
Yeah, it does.
To an extent, because it gives you the ability to get the best players.
Mm.
You look at Man City, you know? That oil money came in. That Aguero came in. That Kevin De Bruyne came in. That Mahrez, Leroy Sané, I'm going to say money, but a lot of players came in, you know, a lot of players came in because of that. And that opportunity was brought in through money. But in most cases, I also don't think money will help with anything.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it just brings you stress. And with that in mind, we are going to go and listen to this beautiful song called Get These Hands.
They were gonna get these hands. The devil, he gonna get these hands. Demons try to jump, he got that other plan.
Try again.
Come and get these hands. I'm a praying man, I will slay you where you stand. The devil, he gonna get these hands. Demons try to jump, he got that other plan.
Better luck next time.
Come and get these hands. I'm a praying man, I will slay you where you stand.
I ain't playing no emoji, I got praying hands.
making bands, building brands, I won't take a chance. My soul expensive and you gotta pay me in advance. Christ paid with his blood, now I do my dance. Put him up, you don't wanna mess with God. Nope. Yes, I'm blessed, I suggest that you stop. Yo. Do my best, leave the rest up to God. Tell the devil I'm protected if he flex on a squad. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My yes. times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Amen.
The devil, he gon' get his hand.
Okay.
On the solid rock I stand. I ain't playing. Devil, come and get his hand. I'm a praying man. When I worship in my name.
In my name.
The devil, he gon' get his hand.
Get his hands, yeah.
On the solid rock I stand. Shouldn't take a chance. Hold up, hold up. I be praying, never run up, catch the Billy Graham.
Never gonna get these hands and my Bible in it.
Put them out.
Shooting verses at them like I got a rifle in it. God got me buffing the spirit, but I don't even like the spinach.
No problem.
School of hard knocks, y'all had my old life suspended. I got a right to grin it.
Jeez.
I paid the price for sinning.
I'm free.
Devil was on my back, felt like the knife was in it.
Ouch.
Felt like Indy Jones in my circle, it had vipers in it.
I hate
now I'm serpent hands stomping, cause it is righteous living.
Praise
God gon' write what's left.
On God.
Battling flesh.
Nope.
I won't run like Jonah. I won't scrap from my head.
Sorry, witch.
Rebuking the Jezebels, but don't wish bad for my ex.
That's the best.
Satan wanted me to sleep. I told him give it a rest.
Stop it.
I won't lose my patience, but it's time to fight and hit the way in. Demonic King gon' cave in. Corona could he make me stay in.
Uh-uh.
If Jesus tell me fly, I'm raving. It's all for so saving. I ain't just throwing hands, I'm laying. Plus my chopper loaded, I'm spraying. Yeah. Wait, devil gonna get me.
Okay.
Alright, you get three types of people in life. You get the ones that are there.
Yeah.
They're just there. You get the ones that are there with an agenda. Then you get the ones that are there, but they're on the other side.
Yeah.
Ah, which is quite, that was gangster.
Then he looked at me and was like, are you talking to yourself again?
Again?
So then he was just like, I hear Ezra speaking, saying some other things.
You know the Mexicans can be very dramatic, like it's quite funny. And then like in Ant-Man, son, it's dude, and he told his aunt, who told his sister, and she was like, no dude, you need to go there, but you need to have an agenda. And then the other guy was like, no, but the agenda is Or it's like, puppy, you get three people in. You get your mother, father.
Radio has never been better, so stay tuned.
Welcome, welcome back. Yeah, we are in our last segment, you know, the closer. And the topic in this one, right, is does stress affect players or managers' form?
Does stress
affect, so that when the player is stressed, you know, there's a lot of news and stuff coming out about them or transfer stress and stuff. Do they drop form?
Oh, yes, they do.
Why do you say so?
They do. You look at someone like, for example, João Felix.
Yeah.
We spoke about him. We actually speak about him a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, you look at him last season and this season.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is there's less stress.
But the situation hasn't changed. So has he gotten to terms with the fact that he's one of the highest paid footballers in the world and he's only at the age of 21 and he's playing for a big team that expects trophies, you know?
No, listen, the stress never goes away. It's football.
Yeah.
But it's reduced.
Yeah.
It's some players. So Suarez has come in and he's sort of carried the load with him.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it does affect you to an extent.
So now with managers, how would you say it affects them, their form? And what would you describe a manager's form as? Just by the way, to all the listeners out there, this is on-the-spot questions for him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the spot. You know how I roll.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, what would you define as a manager's form? Like this manager's on form. Because he's not the one kicking the ball or scoring goals.
Yeah. So when a manager is on form, I feel like it's the connection that he has with the players.
Yeah.
So, yeah. In and off the pitch, but obviously we measure that by what happens on the pitch.
Yeah.
So the connection that he has with the players, you know, are the players happy?
Yeah.
Are the players, does the team have chemistry?
Yeah.
And then have they been winning?
You can see you've been playing Football Manager.
Yeah.
And also you forgot one thing, strategies as well. You know, is the strategies working?
You know? Come on.
So what type of stresses do you think football managers normally get?
Obviously, man, you gotta get those titles, man. You know, silverware. That's the biggest thing. And obviously, if you coaching a smaller team,
yeah,
compared to the rest, then it's obviously your position on the league and how far you are in cups. Yeah, so that's obviously how we measure them, and then the stress they get is obviously the pressure from the club and the directors and the big people.
So who goes through more stress? A player like Cristiano Ronaldo or a coach like Sir Alex Ferguson? So I'm trying to get the two greatest, you know?
In Man United, okay. Who gets more stress?
Yeah, so you're looking... Okay, let me make it something more modern. Who do you think will be going through more stress, you know? Kevin De Bruyne or his manager, Pep Guardiola?
Pep.
Why?
Because it's all on him.
No, but it's also on De Bruyne, you know? If he plays bad, his value drops and his ability to go for better teams in the future goes away.
Yeah, but he can play bad, but his team can play good.
Yeah.
So then people will not focus on that because his team is playing good.
And he can't get sacked because it's too expensive to sack.
And you can't sack a player.
No, you actually can.
No, but you pay them to sack them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you go through what's called a mutual agreement.
Where you just decide that, hey.
Yeah, mutual termination.
Yeah, we're done. We're done.
We're both done. Like, okay, me, I wanna go. Okay. No, they did that with a couple of players, you know. I think United did that with, was it Ashley Young? There were some players that they did it with where there was mutual agreement and then both sides. So they're able to cut the contract there and then. So personally for me, I think that managers do go through more stress. I've seen Jose Mourinho, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes that guy looks like he's losing his hair, you know, and... You know, form is very important. You know, you can't allow what you're personally going through to affect your team. You know, we saw that with Harry Maguire earlier on the season with Man United when he was having all those court cases pending, you know.
Mm.
We saw it with Jadon Sancho when his United bid was rejected and stuff. And going into the new season with Dortmund, he was just off form. We saw what an exciting player can also do to help kill that form. Because, you know, when he played with Haaland, he was just playing, it looked like he was playing at peak Jadon Sancho, you know. So what cure would you give a coach to make him focus on the game, you know? What advice would you tell him? What would you do to help him ease into the new, you understand what I'm saying? I feel like I'm not asking this question well.
To help him ease.
Yeah, so what advice would you give him, right, to help him bring back his form even though he's going through the stress?
Change your strategies.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one of the ways.
Coach sticks.
Yeah, yes. Coach sticks. Yeah. Wisdom. You know, you look at someone like Zinedine Zidane.
Yeah.
Who's been given 4 games. You look at someone like Zinedine Zidane. You know, the stress he was getting at Real. You know, yeah. So changing your strategies
Will help. Yeah. Yeah, I think it also, that would help them, you know, changing their strategies, you know, trying to get new results. The danger with obviously changing your strategies is whether your player will your players will adapt to the strategy or not, because, you know, yeah, it can be very interesting when you change strategies. I think that's why they keep about two or three formations throughout the season, and they just, you know, shape it around the other players, whether the other team is attacking or a defensive type of team. Okay, now with that said and done, we are wrapping up with the show. We are closing up. This is the end. You guys can catch us on Twitter at
ActiveFM.
You guys can catch us on Instagram at
ActiveFM777.
You guys can catch us on Facebook /
ActiveFM.
And then we are on so many more platforms. You know, we're on Parler, we're on Gab. You guys can find us all under the name
ActiveFM.
Yeah. And if you want to listen to more of our shows or find all the other great shows that are on ActiveFM, you guys can catch us on our beautiful website,
www.activefm.co.za.
Or you guys can go to Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, and you can find us under the name
ActiveFM.
Or you can search for your individual show titles like the VAR show, The Cave, and many, many more. Mm-hmm. But from me, the host you can trust, the host that does the most, even when he's making toast.
Mm.
You put his name in water, guess what?
What?
It will not rust.
Yeah.
DJ Stones. And with me over here is
the man on fleek, DJ Sticks.
We are signing out. Peace.
You chose me. You have guided me here. You know me. So help me get rid of this fear. You told me you would go before me, that you will be staying right here. So why would I hold on to fear? I will follow, I will follow, follow you, and never will you leave me, never will desert me. I wanna follow. I will follow, I will follow.